The Princess and the Frog. Once upon a time, there was a princess. She was very pretty, and she loved pretty things. Her favorite things were her picture book and her beautiful golden ball. One day, she was playing with her golden ball when, splash! It bounced into the middle of the pond.
"My golden ball!" cried the princess. "I must get it!" "But if I go into the pond," she thought, "my pretty blue dress will be wet."
Suddenly, she saw a small spotted frog.
"I'll help you," said the frog.
"Oh," cried the princess, "if you get my ball, I'll give you anything you want."
"Anything?" smiled the frog.
"Yes, anything," the princess answered. "I promise. I'll give you my gold and my silver, my books and my toys."
"Wait," said the frog. "I don't want your money. I'd like to be your friend. I'd like to live with you in the castle,"
said the frog.
"I'd like to eat with you. And I'd like to sleep on your pillow at night."
As soon as the princess agreed to let the little frog live in the castle, he jumped into the water and threw the golden ball into the air. The princess caught the ball and quickly ran up the hill to the castle.
"But you promised!"
cried the little frog.
"Wait!"
The princess ran faster and faster. While she was running, she sang this song.
"I'm a little princess and I love my golden ball. But spiders, beetles, ants, and frogs I do not like at all."
The little frog was very angry. He quickly hopped up the hill. There was a man at the door of the castle, but he did not see the little frog. So he knocked on the door with his little spotted hand, and he cried,
"Oh, princess! I'm ready for my dinner!"
The princess opened the door and saw the frog. She shut the door again very quickly and went inside. "What's the matter?" asked her six sisters.
"Yes," said the king, "you are suddenly very white."
So the princess told them the story of the frog, the golden ball, and her promise.
"And now he's here," she cried, "and he wants his dinner."
The king smiled.
"Let him in," he said.
The princesses were afraid when they saw the frog, but he just smiled and said to the king,
"What beautiful daughters you have, Your Majesty."
Then he jumped onto the table and started to eat from the princess's plate. He stuck out his long pink tongue and took some lettuce.
"Ew!"
said the princess. She quickly stood up.
"I'm a princess," she said, "and I like pretty things. I will not eat with a dirty little frog. I'm going to bed."
The frog looked at the king, and then he looked at the princess. You promised, said the king. And now you must take the frog with you. The princess walked very quickly up the stairs to her room.
Wait for me!
Cried the frog. But he was too slow.
Please carry me!
He said. So the princess took one of the frog's little spotted legs between her fingers and carried him to her room.
Oh, you are horrible, she cried. Horrible!
While the princess was putting on her nightgown, the frog hopped onto the bed and lay down on her golden pillow.
Remember your promise,
he smiled. The frog was so happy. He said,
I'm sleeping on the pillow of a beautiful princess. How nice!
And he closed his yellow eyes and fell fast asleep. For 3 nights, the frog ate his dinner from the princess's plate and slept next to her on her golden pillow. Soon, the princess began to love the frog. One night, she looked at him and she said,
Good night, my pretty little friend.
Then she laid him carefully on the pillow next to her and fell fast asleep. When the princess woke up the next morning, the frog was not there. But there was a handsome prince next to her bed.
Who are you?
She cried. I'm your frog, he smiled, and he began to tell his story. Many years ago, a terrible witch put a spell on me, and abracadabra, suddenly I was a frog. The witch said to me, Little frog, if you sleep on the pillow of a beautiful princess for 3 nights, you'll be a prince again. Thank you, princess, he said. The next day, the prince and the princess got married. Princess, said the prince, I cannot see your sisters. Where are they?
Oh, I know where they are,
she laughed. In the garden of the castle, there were 6 pretty princesses with 6 golden balls. They were next to the pond, looking for 6 frogs. They wanted special frogs, too. The Princess and the Frog. Once upon a time, there was a princess. She was very pretty, and she loved pretty things. Her favorite things were her picture book and her beautiful golden ball. One day, she was playing with her golden ball when, splash! It bounced into the middle of the pond.
My golden ball! Cried the princess. I must get it! But if I go into the pond, she thought, my pretty blue dress will be wet.
Suddenly, she saw a small spotted frog.
I'll help you,
said the frog.
Oh, cried the princess. If you get my ball, I'll give you anything you want.
Anything?
Smiled the frog.
Yes, anything, the princess answered. I promise. I'll give you my gold and my silver, my books and my toys.
Wait,
said the frog.
I don't want your money. I'd like to be your friend. I'd like to live with you in the castle,
said the frog.
I'd like to eat with you. And I'd like to sleep on your pillow at night.
As soon as the princess agreed to let the little frog live in the castle, he jumped into the water and threw the golden ball into the air. The princess caught the ball and quickly ran up the hill to the castle.
But you promised!
Cried the little frog.
Wait!
The princess ran faster and faster. While she was running, she sang this song.
I'm a little princess and I love my golden ball. But spiders, beetles, ants, and frogs, I do not like at all.
The little frog was very angry. He quickly hopped up the hill. There was a man at the door of the castle, but he did not see the little frog. So he knocked on the door with his little spotted hand, and he cried,
Oh, princess! I'm ready for my dinner!
The princess opened the door and saw the frog. She shut the door again very quickly and went inside. What's the matter? Asked her six sisters.
Yes, said the king. You are suddenly very white.
So the princess told them the story of the frog, the golden ball, and her promise.
And now he's here, she cried, and he wants his dinner.
The king smiled.
Let him in, he said.
The princesses were afraid when they saw the frog, but he just smiled and said to the king,
What beautiful daughters you have, Your Majesty!
Then he jumped onto the table and started to eat from the princess's plate. He stuck out his long pink tongue and took some lettuce.
Ew!
Said the princess. She quickly stood up.
I'm a princess, she said. And I like pretty things. I will not eat with a dirty little frog. I'm going to bed.
The frog looked at the king, and then he looked at the princess.
You promised, said the king. And now you must take the frog with you.
The princess walked very quickly up the stairs to her room.
Wait for me!
Cried the frog, but he was too slow.
Please carry me!
He said. So the princess took one of the frog's little spotted legs between her fingers and carried him to her room.
Oh, you are horrible! She cried. Horrible!
While the princess was putting on her nightgown, the frog hopped onto the bed and lay down on her golden pillow.
Remember your promise,
he smiled. The frog was so happy. He said,
I'm sleeping on the pillow of a beautiful princess. How nice!
And he closed his yellow eyes and fell fast asleep. For 3 nights, the frog ate his dinner from the princess's plate and slept next to her on her golden pillow. Soon, the princess began to love the frog. One night, she looked at him and she said,
Good night, my pretty little friend.
Then she laid him carefully on the pillow next to her and fell fast asleep. When the princess woke up the next morning, the frog was not there. But there was a handsome prince next to her bed.
"Who are you?" she cried.
"I'm your frog," he smiled, and he began to tell his story. "Many years ago, a terrible witch put a spell on me, and abracadabra, suddenly I was a frog. The witch said to me, 'Little frog, if you sleep on the pillow of a beautiful princess for 3 nights, you'll be a prince again.' 'Thank you, princess,' he said. The next day, the prince and the princess got married. 'Princess,' said the prince, 'I cannot see your sisters. Where are they?'
'Oh, I know where they are,'
she laughed. 'In the garden of the castle, there were 6 pretty princesses with 6 golden balls. They were next to the pond, looking for 6 frogs. They wanted special frogs, too.'"